Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, D.V. Kidd, a great American, a great essayist, and a great researcher. We are all in her debt, and we should honor her well and look for her advice, columns, and suggestions. I just want to take a minute to clarify what I was so excited to share, that there is precedent. We can see what has happened in the past. I don't think I was as clear as I should have been. I referenced Jackson Medical Society, and they were the ones that were pushing for this positive need for this idea of having an epidemic and having the smallpox and have the city to be declared. The city was Kansas City. I didn't think I made that as clear as it should be. Kansas City, Missouri. And it was a Advertisers Protective Bureau that was a citizen activist group that actually did the research and had this documented and caused a lawsuit to clarify the action of a medical community that was pushing and did in fact establish a pandemic and caused vaccinations and problems. But there are records of that and others, so that's what I want you to understand, that we have precedent to refer to where it really doesn't work so well. Now back to D.V., and we were going to talk about three issues, okay?
Okay, back in my column on Monday, there's a link to an article. It's an interview with a man named Tom Jefferson. He's an epidemiologist. He's extremely well-respected in the field. Everybody knows who he is in the field of research and epidemics and things like that. And his column is titled, "A Whole Industry is Waiting for a Pandemic." And that's exactly what this is about. It is about money. It is about fear-mongering and money-driven research. And, he talks about washing his hands. You know, it's one of the most effective things that you can do. And like I said, vitamin D. And I'll tell you something else, and this is not medical advice to Department of Homeland Security. I take acidophilus twice a day. Acidophilus, and I use the refrigerated version when I'm at home, but you can get it in capsules on the road. Acidophilus, and I take them in vegetarian capsules, it's like 5 billion parts per whatever. It helps you to maintain the healthiest digestive system, so that when something does get in your body, your digestive system and problems in gastrointestinal, acidophilus will help keep. Without giving medical advice, it's one of the best things that on God's earth that you can take. So just by doing some of these things, we don't need to give all this money to a whole industry that's waiting for a pandemic, because that's what it's all about. And second of all, the Model States Act, okay? Yes, it's been passed in a whole bunch of states, but it hasn't been challenged in court because the necessity hasn't come along yet. But I would like to reinforce that just because a state legislature passes something doesn't mean that it's constitutional under your state your state constitution. And I refer back to in California many, many years ago, the California state legislature passed a law that any new state tags for your cars was going to be an extra $300.
Because we're going to go to break here again. Oh, we'll be back in just a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Are you going to take the shot out there? Are you going to be happy to have maybe 3 shots? Obama has said it might take 3. Anyway, back to DV Kid, and she'll solve it for us, okay?
Well, I was saying before the break, Barb Jean, very important because sponsors keep you on the air. In any event, because a state legislature passes something, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to stand if it's challenged in court. Years ago, probably 10 years ago, the California legislature passed a law on new vehicles come, new people moving into the state. When you registered your vehicle, you got slammed with an extra $300 per vehicle for tags. Well, one guy said, this is in violation of the California state constitution, and he took it to court, and guess what? He won, and the state had to refund hundreds of millions of dollars. So that's what it takes. When they try to shove something down our throat, it's when they go to enforce it, that's when you hit them with the lawsuits. And I say call their bluff, not with emails, because these legislators, every member of Congress gets about 300,000 emails a month, and all you get back, they just press buttons. But something like a postcard, or in my case, because I have, you know, I don't work for a living and I have the time to print out all this stuff, but just a postcard. And Representative Smith in the 11th district in the Utah legislature gets 66,000 postcards to say, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I will join with others to get an injunction to stop it. They go, oh, guess what? And Representative Jones down the hallway, he got 38,000 from his constituents, not the emails, but postcards piling up on their desk. They'll get the message that we the people can take care of our bodies ourselves, and we are not going to submit to having you shoot us up with deadly cocktails. And what are they going to do? I say call their bluff. Then call out the National Guard, try it. You know? At some point, you have to call their bluff.
the specter of the National Guard coming up and being so involved is very ominous to me. I guess it's an assumption that the people will take the vaccine or that they won't. In Maine, what did they do? There wasn't enough vaccine on their drill. And so they had all of these very, very fierce-looking military folks having a drill at a high school in Maine. Is that sort of conditioning folks to think, oh, this is what's going to happen? Why would they do that?
Well, of course, it is conditioning to make the American people accept that you can put military on the streets and we're going to threaten you. But we outnumber them, and they need to remember that. But, of course, you know, we're trying to do this in an orderly fashion because the remedies are there, and we haven't come to the end of the remedies department yet. But, you know, I get all this email, just screeching email. They're going to come to my front door. No, they're not. They're not going to come to my front door and tell me that I must have this shot. If Governor Rick Perry, who's a crook, I don't think that old Rick would try it in our state just because he's darned lucky somebody hasn't figured out a way to sue him over the HPV vaccine. That is a deadly, crippling vaccine, and the dead young girls, the numbers are growing. February of last year, I wrote a column where our governor, Perry, issued a executive order to make it mandatory for all girls between 13 and 19 to get this deadly HPV vaccine. But you know what? Our legislature said, oh, no, you're not going to do that. And so they passed an override, and they overrode him, and he tucked his tail between his legs and had to issue a press release saying, oh, okay, well, it's voluntary. You don't really have to get it.
But it was administered, wasn't it? And there were some.
Oh yes. And how about the Texans who haven't heard about his press release? There was some media coverage here from the stations. We pick up the TV station out of Midland, but a lot of parents probably didn't get the message. But this deadly cocktail is still out there. It's still killing. It is still crippling and maiming young girls. Merck is still piling up the bucks. But this is what, as I said in my column, I think that there should be a RICO against the members of Congress who own stock in these pharmaceutical companies, the pharmaceutical companies themselves, and some of the honchos at the FDA. I think they're all in collusion with each other. It's all about money, and that's what the RICO is all about.
America, the citizens across, and those that might be listening to RBN, I hope you are becoming stronger and strengthened, and you're not going to be like so many folks at the town hall meeting feeling so personal about their need for health care and that it is such an important part of their mindset and their body and their functioning and all of that, that they take it so personally. I'm astounded by that. It must be a training or an acceptance of what you have heard. I was just astonished that that was the only thing that most people wanted to talk about. I raised my hand to change the topic, but I couldn't get addressed, so I didn't have the moment. But I think that also is a planned activity to inundate folks where they might feel vulnerable or they're not strong or they're not, as strong as you are, to kind of look through it and say, no, I know what I'm about. I'm not going to need that. I don't want that.
Well, but Barbara Jean, the whole thing is misnamed to begin with. There's no tort reform, and I don't know if I have it over here or not. I do have it here. I thought maybe I'd put it back in my bookcase. There's no tort reform. Now, the Republicans and the Democrats both are equally guilty because they both, quote, had power for more than enough time to do tort reform. And I have in front of me the Reader's Digest from January of 2007, and there's a huge spread in here called The $40 billion scam, how slick lawyers have turned a genuine health crisis into a ripoff. And it talks about these lawsuits diagnoses were driven by neither health nor justice. They're manufactured for money. And this came from the United States District Judge. And it was about these lawsuits that were focusing on psilocybin and mesothelioma, however you say it.
And you did
the fact
well.
That, yeah, this is how John Edwards made his money. In 2006, it was $40 billion for these kind of lawsuits that just simply rip off the juries awarding these ridiculous amount of monies based on not, as the judge said, health or justice. They're these diagnoses were manufactured so that there would be these big, huge judgments. That's tort reform. Nobody will even approach it. And it was this morning on Fox News, and I didn't have a chance to write it down, but they were giving a quote from some congressman who said the reason there's no tort reform is because the trial lawyers have already told Congress that you will not include this in the health care bill. So the special interests continue to override everything else. But we're not talking about health care reform. What I think most people are talking about is health care coverage reform. And as I pointed out in my column on Monday, the biggest con that's run by the HMOs is pre-existing conditions. I know because my daughter's a victim of it. You know, she was hit by illegal aliens, her car. She will forever have to take medications. Not a bunch of hospitalizations. It's just pills. She has to have them. But because of this, quote, pre-existing condition where she has to take the pills, if she were to leave that insurance company, when she was employed, the accidents happened. Then she couldn't work for 7 months. We supported her. So she was automatically covered as long as I could make the premiums. Now, she wanted to move to like Kaiser, only Kaiser said, no, we can't take you because you have a pre-existing condition. So what happened with the existing insurance company, she had to stay there because nobody would take her. All right, but what did HealthNet do in California? They're a big HMO. They just began to raise her premiums, and in 5 years, the premiums went from $127.50 a month to $600 a month, which I paid because she has to have the pills, which would run $1,000 a month on the open market. And there's a reason for that, which could be, you know, stopped, but Congress won't do anything about it. So if during this time, let's say my daughter married a guy who worked for Hewlett-Packard, and he had health insurance through that company, she would automatically be covered under the same Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or Kaiser, even though she had the pre-existing condition. But had she left HealthNet, she could not be accepted under any other ones. I thank God every day. My daughter's now out of California. She lives in Colorado. She works in an industry. She has automatic coverage, even though she has the same pre-existing condition. So, health care coverage reform, yes, but it's done at the state level because these are corporations that operate within the states of the union. And the free market and the states themselves, that's where health care coverage reform takes place. It's not health care reform because we have the finest health care system in the world. We have wonderful doctors, not all of them. There's some bad ones like any other industry, but we have wonderful medical treatment in this country. The other reform is to get rid of all the illegals who are bankrupting our hospitals throughout the country.
We'll go to break here. We'll be right back. You're listening to Truth, and I'm hoping you're going to take it and take action.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
TV Kid on Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I say good afternoon, and we're proud to present DeeDee and her energy and her research to you, the listening audience. I'm hoping that it will be helpful to you. I'm encouraged already. I'm not as feeling as concerning over the military, though it bothers me, and the WHO, it bothers me a great deal, and we have to have that contact with our local people and return to state and see that the states do what is necessary for us. It's not so distant. You know they're within a few blocks of where you live. Go find them. Talk to them. Tell them who you are and let them know what you need in this issue of a pandemic taking over the world. We're at level 6, so that's about as high as we need to go on the World Health Standard, right?
Well, that's their opinion. And like I said, you know, who cares what these banana republic people at the World Health Organization think? The only thing that's important is your state legislators. And the states of the union are our last line of defense from the hell that's coming out of Washington, D.C. But they need our back. They need to know that we're behind them. Let's just say for in the Utah state our legislature's out of session until January of 2011.
Ours is 2010. I mean, we'll go in at 2010.
Yeah. Interesting as a side note, but, you know, I went to Washington, D.C. in April to gather some stuff, and I was putting it in order. I have a big, huge project I'm trying to finish up. But do you know, Barbara Jean, that some of the states of the union, they were out of session for 4 years at a time?
You learned that. I didn't know that. That's amazing. I like that.
I know, because on the 17th Amendment, when it came time for the states to vote for this constitutional amendment, so many of the states took, quote, their paperwork, no action, because they were out of session for 4 years at a time. So they didn't vote on it. I just thought to myself, hallelujah, Hallelujah.
I'm always happier when they're out of session.
Well, they do the least damage. You know, up until I think it was 1964, California used to be a part-time legislature, too. And then, of course, the communists took over, and they made it a full-time job of filching every penny they could from the people of the state of California. But going back to, you know, yes, we should be very, very concerned about any action by having military on the streets, posse comitatus. But like I said, there are a lot more good legislators out there than we know about. And the good ones, they need to know that we're behind them. But regardless, you know, even there was the lady at the post office. They just think what I do is just mind-blowing. And I asked the lady last week, I said, have you ever called our congressman has an office two blocks from here. She goes, well, I sent him a letter a while back about abortion. And I said, that's it? I said, when I come here tomorrow, I'm going to bring you copies of my letters. I said, I want you to just send a postcard. Tell him you're not going to take the... I said, I'll give you the address for our state senator and state rep, because it'd be the same for you. I said, can you imagine being, you know, the state senator and getting 150,000 postcards dumped on your desk that say, I'm not going to take this vaccine? What are they going to do? Call their bluff.
Indeed. And we've waited too long in America. We have too many things. This is one issue, but we could go for many more, you know.
Oh, like I said last hour, cap and trade's the same thing. You know, so next week I'll start sending out the letter to the Blue Dog Democrats and these Republicans again and tell them point by point why the cap and trade will be shot down in federal court, each issue. Because you darn well know that what's going on behind the scenes, they're so scattered and so in disarray at this point. They know what they're trying to do isn't legal. And it's so many issues. And I am encouraged by the millions of people that have done the Tea Party thing. And so many of them do genuinely seem like they want to follow through. And hopefully we will continue to reach out to them to understand that we all want to be on the same sheet of music if you believe in our Constitution. Now, there's a lot of people who don't, starting with the White House and 90% of Congress. Because the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. The incumbents that are in there have done nothing. And actually, a woman asked that question. She's a Democrat at one of the town hall meetings earlier this week. And I forget which Congress. It was a senator. And she said, I know I'm in the minority here. And she said, I'm a Democrat. She said, but when you Republicans had the power in Congress, how come you didn't fix the health care in this country? And everybody started clapping. And I thought, wow, right. I must have read one of my columns, because I point that out all the time. You know, the Republicans, after they took, quote, power in January of 1995, they had all the way to January of 1997, because that's when the Democrats were, the majority was sworn in. They had all that time to get rid of unconstitutional cabinets, all of those executive orders from Clinton, stop foreign aid, all of it. And they didn't do anything.
No.
So, you know, you just have to stay in their face. They have to see a brick wall of resistance. And the people out there who have their hand out, who expect, and I understand this to a degree, and it's hard. It's hard to sound cold-hearted when I get email from people who say, you know, you have health care, but I can't afford it, and you're a mean person.
I know. We'll talk about that and the illegal portion of the numbers given on folks without health care. We'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. We're happy you're with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So if you have learned anything today, it is possible, it is almost tantamount to our survival, using the possibility of your state government, your interaction with your state legislator in the House or in the Senate. Have contact with them. Start a blitz on your own. Have a neighborhood coffee clutch and talk to your neighbors and drive by some of the information you might have learned today that you didn't know. Share that with them. Go to newswithviews.com. Read the archive of the work of this great American that is speaking to you today on Born on the 4th of July. Identify with some of these issues. Talk about it to your neighbor and friend. What is the result if you do not do the duty of a citizen in 2009? It's very, very frightening. They're telling you, we're telling you, all of the things that have been step by step laid in place. The World Health Organization and the CDC, they are talking to you every day through your television. You don't hear Devi talking to you on your television on a daily basis on Hannity or someplace else. Maybe you'll get there, Devi. What do you think?
No. People like me would never be welcome on a network owned by the king of pornography, Rupert Murdoch. But before we went to the break, and this is always such a prickly issue because, like I said, I get all kinds of email from people who say you're so selfish and this, that, and the other. And I mentioned this in my column a week ago Monday, and And Craig Smith, who owns some big gold company, I forget, the same day my column came out, he had a column, and he just came out and said, listen, you big fat people out there, he said, I'm sick of paying for your health care. Well, I didn't put it like that because I fully understand that, you know, losing weight, and this is very germane to this issue, losing weight is one of the hardest things that any of us has to do, and the older we get, the harder it is to control our weight. And especially if, you know, if you're sedentary. But one of the things I pointed out in my column is that Americans, this is again being proactive. If we want to do something ourselves to help cut down on health care costs, then we have to stop being the constant patient. Because, and I gave a link to an article on the most recent study that obesity in America, $184 billion a year in cost to the healthcare industry. And if you let your weight get out of control, one in every $7 spent in the healthcare industry is for diabetes, which is preventable. And so we, as a people, we need to do more, you know, to make ourselves healthy. But there's an awful lot of people out there who don't want to do anything because it is hard, because it is difficult, and because the temptations are so great. But it really does irk me, you know, and I've written about this before. There are people who do have medical conditions, things like thyroid imbalances, that they can't control their weight very easily. But, you know, that's one place where Americans can start to make a difference. And it's a commitment. It's a commitment to changing the way that you treat your body. And like I said, it's so difficult, and nobody wants to hear about it, you know, get out of my face about it's my body, you know. But it's more than that.
But haven't a lot of schools eliminated gym or
and parents have eliminated for their children the opportunity. And, you know, I'm 60 years old. We didn't have computers. But we were outside playing Army. I had two brothers, so we played Army. But kids used to play outside all the time. They weren't in the house, stuck in front of computers. And our parents, our mothers, cooked real food. They didn't feed their children processed food that, you know, does pack the pounds on children. One-third, I think it was one-third of the latest figures, of children, by the time they're 13, they're obese already, and this causes all kinds of health problems. I mean, I've written about this over and over and over and over again. And then on the other factor that has to be considered is the cost of illegal aliens to our health care system, not health care itself, but the system. And I, you know, point to that case. Thank goodness there was a jury with, you know, some common sense. But it and because I watched the woman testify in front of Congress on C-SPAN. She was head of this hospital down in Florida who had to take an illegal alien who, I'm sorry, he was injured, but he was in this country illegally, but he was in a coma. And the medical bills for him, $1.5 million. And so they finally chartered an airplane because his relatives here in the United States, they didn't want to take care of him, because taking care of somebody who's in a vegetative state like that is a lot of work. There's no question about, you know, trying to give whatever comfort to his life is left. So the family here didn't want him, so the hospital chartered at their own expense, I think it was $33,000, and sent him back to Honduras. And his family didn't want him, but they got him back anyway. So the family here in the United States, they sued the hospital. Can you believe that? So it went to jury trial, and the jury said, no, the hospital didn't do anything wrong. They were more than compassionate, you know, in hiring an airplane to fly this poor soul back to Honduras, and he should never have been in the United States to begin with. But this is just a glaring example of the consequences of unchecked illegals infesting this country. Big hospitals in Los Angeles, Arizona, they've had to close their doors. But these hospitals, when they can't get it, they have to treat all these illegal aliens who will go to, because my mom, she's 83, I was just talking to her the other day, and she has, you know, some health problems, and she was in the emergency room. There was no other way to do it. And she waited 5.5 hours in a small town because there's so many illegals in there who have a cough, you know, their child's nose is running, and the hospitals, the federal courts have said, no, you got to treat them. None of them will have any money to pay, even though my mom has insurance. So all of that gets passed along to you and me. It's not that we are selfish, but the Constitution does not guarantee anybody health care. Health care is a product that you buy, product and services that you buy from the private sector. But when you, none of these outlying problems are being addressed. This so-called health care reform is nothing. It is absolutely there to drive private coverage out of business, get everybody under the government, just exactly what communism's all about.
In so many ways, it is communism, fascism, that we actually hear and talk about with the approach of the Congress in 2009. And I, for the life of me, I cannot understand that people do not see that, that they do not see the encroachment moving so far in that direction toward the manifesto and away from the origins of this nation and as a freer nation without the tyrannical control of so many of the social issues. Why is that not more evident to people?
Because that civics haven't been taught in most schools for decades. And, of course, in the grand master plan for this utopian one-world government, it was critical to dumb down the population. Just like in third-world countries like Mexico, you keep the peasants stupid and uneducated, and they won't rise up against their masters. And so when I ran for Congress, I ran into this. You know, people would stand there in front of me and say, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with the schools. I grew up. I went to school here. Well, that's right. You're the product of the system, so you don't see the problem.
There you go. That was the best answer.
you don't see that there's a problem. But send me an email, and even with spell check, you can't spell. You can't write a single sentence. You can't tell me what the preamble to the Constitution says. You have no idea what freedom and liberty is because you have grown up with alphabet soup agencies of the federal government under their thumb. You don't know what freedom and liberty is because you've never learned about it, but you've never even lived under it. So it's the school systems, the dumbing down process has been successful. I'll tell you something, Barbara Jean, and anybody who knows me knows that I'm not a mean person, but I get an awful lot of emails from employers, people who own their own businesses, and they say, you know what, DV? It is so hard to find, you know, somebody even with minimum entry-level skills. They are, you know, these 30, 35 years old even. They are so ignorant that they can't, you know, and they say, where are we going to find, you know, employees for this work? They can't do the simplest things. And I know, I've seen it myself, and you might have experienced it too, where, you know, insurance companies, you get paperwork in the mail and go, what? I didn't do this. I'll tell you something that happened a couple of years ago. We had twin Jeep Cherokees, owned both of them outright. And one day I was looking at the bill, and I said, oh, my God. And I got on the phone to USAA, and I said, what happened to the policy on my Jeep? Well, we only have one Jeep. I said, no, we don't. We own two Jeeps. Where is the coverage? Oh, well, we dropped that coverage last year. I said, what? I said, we didn't drop the coverage. Oh, it's okay, Mrs. Kidd. As a driver, you're covered. We'll get it back on there, but, you know, you did save some money. I said, save some money? I almost had a heart attack. Somebody in your company dropped the coverage on one of my Jeeps. But by the way, since I'm the driver and I'm covered for any vehicle, how come I do have to have two different policies for two different Jeeps? But look at that kind of mistake. And it goes on all the time. You get, you know, you order a product or service, and I'm telling you, the person on the phone or you're standing across the counter, I hate to put it, but they're dumber than dirt, you know?
it's a tragedy. And, of course, I think the immigration problem, when we were a younger nation and at the turn of the century, long ago in the 1900s, when there was such an influx of different immigrants, and we knew then that tuberculosis and other diseases were something to screen and very much take a look at what was entering into the nation. And we knew that that would be a cost problem. It could be a pandemic problem if we didn't curtail a communicable disease. And what kind of intelligence, and we have to translate that through the Congress, that become so cowed and so intimidated that they can't speak freely about the reason to protect a border or to watch out for tuberculosis that now we have coming as a real serious concern. And that was the other point that I talked to the doctor in charge here in Utah. Isn't there malaria out there, I asked? Or what about tuberculosis on a global scale? As the last time, Devi, that when I could get the numbers going into the World Health Organization, it was just maybe 40 over 400 deaths worldwide on H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
then
yes.
They conveniently decided not to count, right?
Mm-hmm. That's because people were getting over the, quote, flu. But when my grandparents left Sicily, Palermo, they lived in Palermo. They had to wait for 3 years after they filed the initial paperwork, and before they could get on the boat, they had to take an English proficiency test, speaking and writing, and they had to have a TB certificate that was less than 30 days old. Now, they let them into this country when they got full-blown AIDS. Doesn't matter what kind of diseases they're carrying, because the old standby, it's racist if you don't let these people in.
So our careful thinking, proper approach to sanity has flown. And we have an entire Congress that really couldn't speak like you and I are speaking in regard to the cost of this so-called health care package would be much less, and the whole world of America in the health care industry would be far better off if we could address the influx of illegal aliens, and if we could rescind the EMTALA law that was passed by a very silly Congress, suggesting that everybody gets to have this care, and nobody can worry about being paid, and as soon as that happens, other countries know that better than Americans. You got to wait 5.5 hours in a emergency situation. I recently waited with a patient, a family member, 4.5 hours. And the dominant factor in that waiting room, which is huge and new, were Hispanics.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's not politically correct to say it, but these members of Congress and too many of them in the state legislatures, it's like their brains have been scrubbed. It's like somebody went and washed their brain of common sense and their oath of office to uphold the supreme law of the land in favor of future votes and donations and big money from special interest groups. And that's, you know, maybe by the grace of God, come November 2010, a huge percentage of this nest of all these crazies can be thrown out of office. But between now and then, there's going to be trouble in this country. And, you know, my best advice is to adjust your thinking, because it's never going to be the same. And I'm working on a major piece for the U.S. Observer newspaper, because it's kind of hard to write for a newspaper because you can't use links, but explaining to people, you know, what's going to happen between now and 2012 and why you should get out of denial, okay, because there's big trouble coming, and the states, if they don't pass an honest money bill, they're going to fail. They're not going to be able to pay their bills, and the people of the states are going to suffer immeasurably. In California, my sister lost her job, and 7 weeks she didn't get an unemployment check, even though she paid into it, because, you'll love this, and I knew this before because my friend Jeff Metcalf, when he was a talk show host at KSFO Hot Talk in San Francisco, had somebody call in from the California Department of Revenue. What, these states have tens of thousands unemployment claims to try to process. Guess what? The Social Security numbers of American citizens are popping up with 30 and 40 names attached to them because all these illegals buying these fake IDs off the streets.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to break here, and we'll be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back for the final segment of today's show, Born on the 4th of July. I'm looking at the article that DV has presented on newswithviews.com. Mandatory vaccinations, tell the feds and the states to stick it. Federal agencies and lackeys on cable networks saturate the airwaves with the coming pandemic. And the question I've been asking as well, how do they know there is to be a pandemic within the next few weeks? And we get the flu every winter. Why, I don't know. I just know that, sadly, Americans die every winter from the flu. So, but here it is. It's all hyped up, and there's this great concern about timing. In the article, and I will reiterate it because it is so important, that the patent application that H1N1 was on the list
August 28, 2007. What did they know then? And in order to make the vaccine for the patent, they have to have elements of this novel flu that we didn't hear about until April or May in 2009. So who knows what? You have to ask your question. The other thing I wanted to say, Dee Dee, is we have been mobilized. We have Ron in Michigan, so we'll talk to him quickly. Ron, you're on with Dee Dee. Ron?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, great. I am calling from Michigan, and I also am 60 years old. I just had a short, very short story I think you'd be very interested in, Barbara. My great-grandparents were raised here in Detroit, had seven children. The four older boys hid under the house for 3 days when they were given out the Spanish flu pandemic immunization. They wouldn't come out. They gave it to the other three children. They all died. Is that incredible?
That's an incredible story.
It is an incredible story, and I've listened about this pandemic coming and going, and I have even called Rebecca Carly, as you know, is very up on vaccines, and it's very interesting to me. None of my grandchildren have had vaccines except one. The doctors got in, hang on to your hat, here it comes. The poor little guy, his left eye turned outward after his vaccine. Is that incredible?
Oh, my.
So my daughter is, of course, drop-dead serious about vaccines. I just thought I would send that out there to your several listeners. And, you know, these are real stories. And if you look in, if just in my church, Barbara Jean, when I look at the ailments that I see and I casually ask, when did you get this ailment? Invariably, not long after vaccines. It's just incredible.
We appreciate your call and what extraordinary information. Dee Dee, do you want to kind of close? Looks like our time is about through. Thanks so much for coming on. America, you've been energized. Get those postcards. Stand up for yourself. You're right. Dee Dee, it's all yours.
Well, that's what we have to do. Like I said, we have to call their bluffs because governments, I think, they are cowards when it comes down to the wire. But we have to, and we also can't forget about these other issues, as you said earlier, and as I mentioned in my column a week ago Monday, we're still looking at them passing that massive takeover of all the water in the United States, all of the food in the United States. These communists are on the march, and we have to hammer on them and stay focused and do everything you can to stay healthy, you know?
Your health is your greatest wealth. You bet. Thank you so much.
Okay, Barbara Jean, you have a good day. Bye-bye.
We love all of you. Come on, America, stand tall. We thank you.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your